Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
When a person does not eat or have a consistent intake of good nutrition, his health will begin to deteriorate. His body defenses against infection and diseases will start to break down. And if there is no intervention to reverse the situation, he becomes susceptible to sickness and ultimately death. Hello there, my name is Solomon Arrow, and I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, You and Your Bible, Your Relationship with God's Word, Part 1. Every scripture has been inspired by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. It will empower you by its instruction and correction, giving you the strength to take the right direction, lead you deeper into the path of godliness. As a ministry, Wordsworth International has the vision to raise people through a sevenfold thrust, of which spiritual disciplines constitutes one of them. Among these disciplines, which forms a part of our discipleship training program, is the relationship we have with the Word of God as followers of Jesus Christ. We have learned that the Bible is the Word of God. If you are a Christian, the Bible is not a vain thing for you. It is your life. The Bible is not just another religious book. It is, rather, the manual God has given to man to be able to live life in all of its fullness. We cannot discount the importance of having a lifestyle of personal Bible reading, study, meditation, and practice in the Word of God as spiritual disciplines which enhance our relationship with the Lord. Everyone knows that food and water are essential for the health and growth of our physical bodies. Without them, we will not have the energy or strength for daily living. We cannot overemphasize the importance of food and water for the body. Depending on one's state of health, a person can survive up to 40 days without food and far much less period, about 3 days without water. When a person does not eat or have a consistent intake of good nutrition, his health will begin to deteriorate. His body defenses against infection and diseases will start to break down. And if there is no intervention to reverse the situation, he becomes susceptible to sickness and ultimately death. The same holds true for the Word of God. When we do not have consistent spiritual nourishment in God's Word, we soon become weak spiritually and become susceptible to being defeated by every attack of the enemy. God's Word is the bread of life. It is interesting to note that the Word of God is described as food and water. As food, it is referred to as milk, meat, or bread. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Your words were found, and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name." Do you feed on the Word of God daily? Does it bring joy to your heart? As food and water are essential daily requirements for your physical body, so also is the Word of God for your spirit and your soul. You get nourishment for your spirit and your soul through feeding on the Word of God. As a believer, you ought to take out time to feed on the Word of God daily and get it to dwell in your heart richly in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. There are some ways that you can get the Word of God to dwell in you richly. These are through reading and listening, studying, speaking or confessing, meditation, discoursing, and practicing the Word of God. We shall briefly discourse each of these. Let us start with reading. Reading the Word of God is simply perusing the Bible. Reading the Bible regularly will, among other things, give you a broad picture of the mind of God concerning His eternal plan and purpose for mankind. You should take on a daily Bible reading program that helps you read the entire Bible over 1 year. Usually, daily reading of about 3 to 5 chapters will take 10 to 15 minutes per day. I'm sure you can spare that time. Listening is the same as perusing the Bible, but instead of taking it through the eye gate, as in reading, you take it through the ear gate. Listening to the Bible on tape or CD has been very profitable for me. You can purchase an audio Bible from several Christian bookshops. On the other hand, you can download the entire Bible in MP3 format from the internet. Listen to your audio Bible in your car as you go to work or travel, or in the kitchen as you prepare meals for your family. Feed your soul and spirit regularly. As you listen to the word of faith, you will be built in your heart. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Have you been facing desperate situations or seemingly insurmountable challenges in your life? Getting acquainted with your Bible can help you begin to build faith enough to get the breakthroughs you have desired for so long. It is time that your Bible becomes more than a talisman which you place under your pillow or on the dashboard of your car. Let it become your life book and begin to read it every day. What saves is not the book itself, but what is written in it. As we look forward to continuing this subject in the second part, I have suggested some links below where you can download the Bible in audio format. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.